Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, currently on sabbatical in Chicago, Illinois. His preaching today is called A Penitential Start to Advent.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer, you are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, with the mountains quaking before you. While you wrought awesome deeds we could not hope for, such as they had not heard of from of old. No ear has ever heard, no eye ever seen, any God but you doing such deeds for those who wait for God. Would that you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways. Behold, you are angry, and we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are like polluted rags. We have all withered like leaves, and our guilt carries us away like the wind. There is none who calls upon your name, who rouses himself or herself to cling to you. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us up to our guilt. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands. The word of the Lord. This year, we have a penitential start to Advent. It is not what we sometimes have experienced as a romantic start. It is not a poetic call from a voice crying out in the wilderness. It does not contain prophecies or predictions of an infant king of the universe, as we celebrated last weekend. No, this year Advent starts in a rather stark, penitential way, calling us to account for our sins and for our part in the sins of the world. My friends, it seems that the world is off course, doesn't it? The world needs a reset. The world seems to be heading towards catastrophes like never seen before. We know this is true. We have witnessed the terror of terrorism and the terror of war. For going on 2 months now, we have witnessed the killing of thousands of innocents in Israel and Gaza in a way never witnessed before. And alongside it, the hideous continuation of the war in Ukraine and other critical areas of the world. And so the prophet Isaiah gives us a voice with which to cry out to God, why do you let us wander? Why do you let us harden our hearts? Why are we not afraid of your judgment, O God? Why do you leave us to wallow in our guilt? Come back, God. Come back. Revisit us and wake us up. God is angry, the scripture says, because the world is sinful. And we, my friends, are part of the world and must ask serious questions about our part in its sinfulness. Shake us up, O God, shake us up, is what Isaiah is trying to tell us. Advent 2023, the beginning of a new liturgical year, 2024, opens with a stark call to repentance. that needs to be heard by Hamas, by Israel, by Arab countries, by Western countries, by the United States. Wake us up before it's too late. Wake up all the nations of the world. Like many of you might feel right now, my sense of personal helplessness is near overwhelming. Yet my being overwhelmed is not an excuse for remaining blind or silent. What can I do? What can we do? What can governments do? As Advent suggests this year, maybe we can all start with repentance and hope to gain insight from that vantage point. At the beginning of this year's Advent season, let us change some of our expectations. Let us pray our sorrow aloud. Let us hold the whole world accountable for the destruction going on. And let us hold ourselves accountable too. As we struggle to think of solutions to this horrible, horrible conflict, let us give ourselves over to God. Let us acknowledge how we might participate in the promotion of violence. And let us beg God's forgiveness, as Isaiah invites us to do. I was moved to consider again a writing by Henry Nouwen titled A Cry for Peace. It speaks to what the beginning of Advent is inviting us to this year. Out of the depths, not from the top of our lungs, not out of the need just to do something, not out of pure frustration, anger, desire for revenge, not out of the superficiality of our restlessness, out of the very depths of our being, we cry to God for peace. Out of that fearful place where we have to confess that we too are part of the destruction against which we are protesting. Out of that center, where we discover that we too are so high up in the air that we have become numb and no longer see, feel, and hear the agony of thousands who are struck by the seeds of destruction. Out of that empty spot of silence, where we feel helpless, embarrassed, and powerless, where we suffer from our own impotence to stop the reign of death in our world. Out of those depths, we cry to the Lord and say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. My friends, this is a very different start to the season of Advent. The world requires that we not be romantic about Advent or about Christmas. The reading requires that we not just settle for poetry and beautiful predictions. The world requires that we be sober in our approach to the coming of the Prince of Peace and ask ourselves what more must be done and how we can be a part of it. This year, we begin Advent saying, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, help us. Please, God, help us.